We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
My friends, before I read these verses from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, let me remind you the verses that precede where I'm beginning now. You remember when Mary went to the sepulchre, and she got there and found the door to the sepulchre moved away, and she was distressed about it, and she went and told some of the disciples about it, and they ran there and looked in and found, like she said, and you remember the story. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked in the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting in one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said, "No, why weepest thou?" She said unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Now he was there. She didn't know it was Jesus. There he was in the garden. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She's supposing him to be the gardener. See? Now that's a very significant statement. Now you'd have thought that if anybody would have known him, she would have known him. She was supposed to have known him. She knew him before. She'd seen him before he died. She loved him. She's at the tomb. But there she was now, not knowing the Scripture. Not knowing the Scripture that used to rise from the dead. Not understanding that. You can't know Jesus unless you know the Scripture. You can't know who he is unless the Bible tells you. If you want to know who Jesus was, you have to go to the Bible to find out. Do you want to know who his Father was? All right, you have to go to the Bible to find out. And the Bible says he's the only begotten Son of God. He's the only begotten Son of God. Now, we are sons and daughters of God, we Christian people. We are born again. It's a new birth. But he was the only begotten Son of God. He was the only son that God had. See, now we are sons and daughters in the sense that we're in the families and he's our elder brother. But he was begotten of the Father in a sense that no other person ever was. Now, you wouldn't know as the Bible didn't tell you. You might wonder about him. You might say, "I wonder how he did all those things." But the Bible makes it plain. It's perfectly clear. It's absolutely just as plain as you can put it in language. Now, you wouldn't have known he rose from the dead if the Bible didn't tell you. You had to be told. So she knew Jesus. She'd been with him. But there she was with all her experience, not knowing the Scripture. She knew him. She'd been fascinated by his personality. She loved him with her whole heart. But she didn't know him. So she supposed he was a gardener. Now, there are people supposing today. And they're supposing because they don't know that the Scripture is the Word of God. And when they read something in the Bible, they say, "Well, he was mistaken, see. Whoever wrote that thought that, but that couldn't have been, you know." Like when they read about that in Genesis and say those days couldn't have been 24 hours each, when the Bible makes it perfectly plain that the days in Genesis were, especially the last 4 days. Even in the morning with the first day, a certain day, you know, we meet about. No question about what the Bible says. And all of this thing is an attempt to make the revelation, as we call it, the Word of God, fit their scientific conceptions. It never occurs to them that scientific conceptions might be wrong, that that's the discovery of man's mind, and the Bible claims to be a revelation of God. And they take what man's reasoned out in his own mind and conclude man's right, and when the Bible says God said so-and-so, they turn around and say, "Well, mistaken, he just thought God said that, you know, or God didn't say that, you see, or that couldn't be true, you know, see." All right, so she supposed he was a gardener. I want you to notice a minute. Jesus said unto the woman, "Why weepest thou? Whom seek thou?" And she, supposing to be the gardener, said unto him, "So if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said unto her, "Mary." She turned to herself and said unto him, "Rabbi," which is saying master. All right. He made himself known to her. Now, if you ever know Jesus, he'd have to make himself known to you. If you ever know God, he'd have to make himself known to you. Who by searching can find God? Where are you going to go to get look for him? He inhabits eternity. How are you going to find him? You might climb up through space and pass the suns and the stars and talk about the wonderful things he's done and declare the heavens, declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And you might even agree with the psalmist about that. But how are you going to find him? Now, if anybody ever knows God, God has to make himself known to man. The finite man can never discover the infinite God. Now, when God won't reveal himself, the Bible makes it plain, he came down from heaven to earth in the form of a man. And that man was Jesus Christ. He clothed himself with a body and came from heaven to earth. And Jesus said, now, you want to see God? Just look at me. I am God. Now, the Bible says every man that knows God believes that. See? That's what John says over there in the epistle. He's talking about the incarnation, said every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ come in flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess he came in flesh is not of God. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. All of these folks that don't make Jesus Christ the only begotten Son of God, they're all Antichrist, every last one of them. They're not the friends of Jesus. Don't pay any attention to them. They're Antichrist. They're against Christ. That's what the Bible says. Now, John says, over there in this epistle, they that know God hear us. Now, he's talking about the incarnation. He's talking about Jesus being God. And Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. And every spirit that confesses that is of God. Any spirit that denies that is the Antichrist. It's anti-God. Now, that's clearly taught. Read your epistle of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd epistles, and you'll find all this in there. All right. Now, a man can't know God unless God makes himself known. Mary in the garden, after Jesus rose from the dead, thought he was a gardener. She loved him. She'd been under the spell of his personality. She knew what he'd done for her, and she recognized his power, but she didn't recognize him until he made himself known to her after he rose from the dead. Now, you study the thing, and you'll find after he rose from the dead, he had to make himself known to people. He walked along the road and talked to some people, and after a while, when he revealed himself to him, they said, didn't your heart burn within you as he walked along with us? You'd have thought we would have known, wouldn't you? You'd have thought they would. But they wouldn't know unless he'd make himself known. Now, you can't know God unless God makes himself known to you. Now, he sent Jesus down here to die on a cross. He was God manifest in the flesh. Came down here, laid his life down, and picked it up again. He said himself, nobody takes it from me. I lay it down to myself. Have power to lay it down, have power to take it again. Now, on the cross, as I've said so many times in my radio talks, Jesus Christ laid his own life down, and then he picked it up again. Now, he was exactly the same person when he rose from the dead that he was when he went to the cross. He had exactly the same body, except there was no blood in it. He had shed his blood on the cross. Now, there he stood in the garden in a body of flesh and bone. He said, a spirit has not flesh and bone. He didn't say blood. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Now, the only difference between the body of Jesus after he rose from the dead and his body before he rose from the dead, he was in a body that the life depended upon the flesh and blood. That's a natural body. Now, when he rose from the dead, he had a body, the same flesh, the same bones, the same scars, same nail-pierced hands, all of those things he had. But he came out of that tomb with exactly the same body. Except he had a life that we don't know. It is a supernatural life. It was not life in the blood. Now, we know that the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's in the Bible, in Leviticus. Science teaches that. Take the blood out, you're not alive, because the life's in the blood. We know that. The Bible told us that before we found it out in science, see. And when Jesus shed his blood, he gave his life. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. But now, after he rose from the dead, there was the same hand. The same eyes, the same ears, the same forehead, the same feet. A risen life in it. Wouldn't you have thought she would have recognized him? Wouldn't you have thought so? You thought she looked at him and said, why, this is Jesus. But she thought he was a gardener. He had to reveal himself. Now, he'll make himself known to you. And when he does make himself known to you, that is, he'll make himself known if you want to know him. He'll make himself known to you. And when he makes himself known to you, and you are born again, you'll believe the Bible. You'll believe his word. these people that don't believe in the virgin birth, that don't believe that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God, that don't believe in the incarnation. These people have never been born again, according to the Bible. They've never been born again. Now, when Mary wanted him there, she wanted to see him. She longed for him. But she didn't know the Scripture. And when he spoke to her, she recognized him because he's made himself known. Now, Jesus is up in heaven. Now, the Bible is what God wants you to know about his Son who died on the cross. Now, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ up in heaven, when they see him up there, they see the Lamb of God. And out of every kindred and people and tongue and tribe and nation, they sing about the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed for sinners, the life that he laid down on the cross. But he rose from the dead, see? He rose from the dead. And when he came out of that tomb, he reveals that this is God's Son, God himself who laid his life down and picked it up again. So there he was. Now, I wonder if you know him. I wonder if you folks listening to me this morning know him. Now, you can know him if you want to know him. You can know him. You don't have to worry about it. All you've got to do is to believe on him as your Savior. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, Dr. Torrey went around the world. He preached in many lands. He was a great man. Dr. Torrey said he had seen infidels that would come up and say, "Well, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if he did die on the cross for me, and did rise from the dead, if he's able to save me, if he did here and now, if there be a God, I turn myself over to you, and I trust your Son." He said he's never known anybody that had any further doubts about it. Now, wait just a minute. That's in the Scripture. "He that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine." The man that wants Christ can have him. And the man who wants Christ, get rid of his doubts. I've seen people saved, infidels, skeptics, agnostics, all sorts of people. And I never saw a man converted that his doubts didn't dissolve in a moment. I saw an infidel saved one time, one of the most remarkable conversions I ever saw in my life. And he said, "Bob Jones, when I picked up my foot and started down the aisle, every question I ever had dissolved like mist before the morning sun." Now, he'll make himself known to you if you want him. Mary wanted him. She wanted her Lord. She loved him. And on this side of the tomb, he said, "Mary," and she said, "Oh, Master, it is you. Here he is." And you can know him as your Savior. And you can find him right now and trust him. And you'll get rid of all your doubts and you'll believe the Bible. And the clouds will go away and your heart will be filled with peace and joy you've ever known. Our Father, help us to trust him and help us to be faithful to him. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.